Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side-by-Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. And this week, actually, since this is going out Thursday, it's a continuation of Monday's podcast. And so this is part two of Success in ATC is a Choice. And I'm putting this out Thursday instead of waiting for Monday because as long as we're going through this book, I don't want it to take a month or 6 weeks. I want to go ahead and get through it as quickly as we can, as many episodes as it takes. And so as long as we're going through John Maxwell's Success is a Choice book and relating it to our passion of air traffic control and being an air traffic controller, I'm going to go ahead and be putting out two podcasts a week. And so this is coming out Thursday. I'm making it for Wednesday. And just a couple of notes before I get started. Something I forgot to mention for Monday's podcast is as of Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, I've been doing the podcast for 6 months. And that was episode 31 over 6 months. And the response from you guys has been amazing. I'm so thrilled. It really gives me energy. Some of the feedback, some of the responses, and just the numbers of listeners. We're very close to 1,000 downloads in those 6 months, which, you know, compared to some podcasts is not a whole lot, but for my little podcast, that's a lot. And I am so thankful and grateful that you guys continue to listen and continue to be engaged as we continue on this journey of you know, hopefully helping you guys become air traffic controllers. And if you're already an air traffic controller, maybe becoming a better air traffic controller. I've told you a few times, my goal is to help those of you who are at the academy to get through the academy, those of you who are headed towards the academy to get through the academy, to become air traffic controllers, to fulfill that dream that you have of becoming an air traffic controller, because I still think it is one of the most fantastic things that you can strive to become. And so that's why I continue to do this. That's why you continue to listen. And so we are there, as the name says, side by side. And that was the whole idea behind the name. And so this podcast, I don't know how far we're going to get, so I'm just going to go, you know, section by section. So, going through John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice, the next chapter is what he calls Initiate Action. And in it, he talks about how successful people don't wait for everything to be perfect to move forward. And they definitely don't wait until their fear subsides to move forward. They take initiative. And as controllers, this may not seem like it gels very well, but once you get into this career, once you get into the academy and get immersed in it, you will find that taking initiative, initiating action, being proactive is so important to your success in this career, to your success at the academy, to your success at a CTI school. Don't let your classes come to you. Go and grab hold of your classes. Initiate contact with your professors. Initiate contact with your instructors at the academy. And just let that be your mantra you know, as you go through this career. Initiate. Do not try to let this job and this career control you. And I go back to what happened at DCA a couple of weeks ago. And in talking with my manager and one of the other controllers at the tower that I work at, you know, we discussed how from where we sit and what we're seeing, what we're hearing from the transcript, what we're seeing from our perspective as controllers, and every single one of us, all three of us, have over 30 years experience controlling airplanes. And one thing we kept coming back to is it did not sound like the controller was controlling the situation. He was letting the situation control him. And you can't do that. And you've heard me say on this podcast when talking about the Academy, you have to grab each scenario, whether it's non-radar or radar, whether you're in TRACON, whether you're in the N90, New York TRACON, you know, group, you have to take each of those scenarios and grab it by the horn. And you have to control it. That is what you were trying to become, an air traffic controller, not an air traffic monitor. They're not going to pay you what the FAA is going to pay you to be an air traffic monitor. That's not your job title. The job that you want, the job that you're pursuing, is as an air traffic controller. And that one word means that you have to take the initiative. Every time you sit down at the Academy with an instructor behind you, or when the evaluators are there, you have to take control of the situation. And that is one of the top things that I could tell you to do when you are at the Academy, is grab hold of those scenarios. Take the initiative. Be on constant lookout for something that you can do, especially when you get to the radar. Be hypervigilant. What can I do? What can I be solving? Is there something I can do? Don't let it dictate things to you. You dictate to the scenario. And when you get a chance to watch the instructors demo both in non-radar and radar, and I sure hope they're still doing that, but watch. They don't let the scenario dictate to them. They see something that needs to be done, and they go do it. And then they're done. And so that is all about taking initiative. And if you want to reach your potential as an air traffic controller, you're going to have to take initiative. And some of the things that John Maxwell talks about that I'll just go through kind of quickly is he says, initiative is the first step to anywhere you want to go. And it really, truly is. And you've already demonstrated some of that, and we talked about that in the last episode, just by applying, just by taking that leap of applying. And if you're at the Academy or about to go to the Academy, you've taken several leaps along that path. And so you're already doing that. And then another thing that John Maxwell talks about is initiative closes the door to fear. And he actually has a quote from Norman Vincent Peale in his book. It says, action is a great restorer and builder of confidence. Inaction is not only the result, but the cause of fear. And so you're going to have moments at the Academy where you're afraid. You're going to have moments in your career as an air traffic controller where you're afraid. And if you're an experienced air traffic controller listening to this and you're going, BS, I'm sorry. you're not being honest with yourself. If you haven't scared yourself, you're not running traffic. Okay? You are going to scare yourself. And then one thing, at the end of the quote, it does say, any action is better than no action at all. And if you want to close the door on fear, get moving. Do something. Inactivity, especially when you're talking about an evaluation, when you're talking about a check ride at your first facility, inaction is just going to cause your mind and your body to start letting that fear back in. Okay? So take initiative. Initiative closes the door on fear and doesn't let it in. Initiative allows you to control the situation, not someone else. And in this case at the academy, not the FAA, not the person that came up with the scenarios that designed it. Okay? You take hold of it. Okay, the next thing that John Maxwell talks about. Initiative opens the door to opportunity. He has a quote from Benjamin Franklin. To succeed, jump as quickly at opportunities as you do at conclusions. Think about it. I don't know about you. I jump to conclusions all the time. If only I jumped at opportunities as quickly as I jumped at conclusions. Okay? And I think all of us can say that about ourselves. And then he has one comment in here that when we're talking about initiative and we're talking about being an air traffic controller and how to relate this to what we do, he says, John Maxwell says, anyone who doesn't take initiative is almost guaranteed to fail. And we discussed what happened in DCA. And as far as air traffic goes, taking initiative, I'm equating taking initiative with taking control. And it may be a loose analogy, it may be, but for our discussion today, that's what we're going to say. Taking initiative is taking control of the situation. Whether it's live traffic, whether it's a simulated traffic, you know, it doesn't really matter. If you're at the academy, it doesn't matter that, you know, in non-radar, they're paper. They're paper airplanes. You run two together, no one dies. And when you get to a facility, it's live traffic. It's real airplanes. And real people are on those airplanes. That's why it's so important to take initiative, to take action, to control the situation, no matter what the situation is. And you're going to have situations as an air traffic controller, when you get to busier facilities, you're going to have situations where you feel less and less in control. And you can feel it slipping away. I've been there. And you have to just keep working at it. Keep finding a solution. Keep finding something to do to inch your way back up to where you're the one in control, not the traffic. Okay? And so that's why I'm taking so much time with this initiate action section, because it does matter so much to what we do as air traffic controllers. And so, initiate action, take control. That's what we do. Okay, and then the next point that John Maxwell talks about is initiative eases life's difficulty. And then he says, to have a chance at getting what we desire, we need to work for it. And the only way to get rid of a difficult task is to do it. And you're going to have the scenarios at the academy are just one task after another, one task after another, one task after another. But there are a finite number of tasks in each scenario. And once you do a task, if you do it completely and thoroughly, it's gone. It won't come back. I used to tell my students, if you start a task and you don't finish it, you just turn that task into a boomerang. And you threw it. And now you're going off and doing something else. Meanwhile, that task is whipping around and is headed back your direction. Okay? And it's going to smack you upside the head when you least expect it. And when you're trying to do something else. And the way to prevent that is when you have a task, you finish it. And then you go on to the next task. Okay? Now, in non-radar, if you have, let's say you have a departure, just as a, for instance, you have a departure, you're working on the clearance, and then an aircraft that's airborne, already in the air, asks for an altitude change. Well, now your priority just became the aircraft that's in the air, because the one that asked for clearance, he's on the ground. He's not going to hit anybody. The one in the air is now your priority. And so that's why I say don't do your planning for that departure in your head. Do it on paper, because on paper, boom, okay. Now I go to the next guy, I can finish that task, I can come back, and I don't have to remember where I was. I have it in front of me, written on paper. And it's much easier to do that. Now in non-radar, there are going to be less opportunities for you to not completely follow through, and you will hear those two words from your instructors all the time. Follow through. You have to follow through. End a task before you begin the next one. Okay? And so that's how you get rid of the task. You finish it. And that's the only way to do it. And then John's next point. Initiative is often the difference between success and failure. Have you been getting that so far in this podcast? Initiative is the difference between success and failure. Being the controller is the difference between success and failure. You will find that so much at the academy. You will find that so much at a CTI school. You'll find that at Advanced ATC, ATCFO in Florida. You'll find that anywhere that you're training. If you're training in the military, you are going to find that controlling the situation is the difference between success and failure. That's why it's called an air traffic controller. You have to take the initiative and control the situation. Some of the problems that I had training at Fort Worth Center were because I didn't have that mindset. And then once it wasn't really until after I certified and became a CPC. I think it was still FPL at the time, but now CPC. And it took me a while to realize, wait a minute, I'm the controller here. They're just pilots. I'm the one that's supposed to control this situation, not the pilot. Okay? And once you figure that out, that is going to be a turning point for you. And whether you're at the academy, CTI, your first facility at the academy, that could be the difference. That could be the turning point. And that could be the point you look back at and say, I passed the academy that day. I was able to graduate from CTI school because of that day when I decided that I was going to become an air traffic controller and not an air traffic monitor. And then the last comment that John has in this little section of his book is just amazing. Talent without initiative, or in our case, talent without controlling, never reaches its potential. So his comment is, talent without initiative never reaches its potential. And I can tell you, if you don't make the decision to become an air traffic controller, especially at the academy, oh, you can tell the difference. Students that walk into the lab and take hold and grab hold of the scenario and never let it go, and they stay on top of it, it's fun to watch as an instructor. It really is. And when you see, on the other hand, you see a student who is struggling with that, who is letting the problem dictate to them what they do, it's a struggle. And you know they're struggling, and you wish you could step in and help them, you know, but you have to take that back to the breakout room and have that discussion with them there. Or the instructor will have a discussion with them after the scenario ends. And I have told several students, look, that scenario came in, hit you upside the head, tripped you up, knocked you down, and then sat on top of you for the whole 40 minutes. And you couldn't get back up. I said, you cannot let that happen. You have to smack it upside the head and then trip it up and then sit on it. You sit on the scenario for 40 minutes. You dictate what you're going to do and when. That is when you become an air traffic controller. And that is when the people that are around you, the instructors, the evaluators, your lead and A-lead, the other students, they're going to notice something different about you. And there you go. That is when you became an air traffic controller. Not when you passed the academy, but when you decide that you are going to go in and you are going to control the situation every time you walk through. And I'm sure there's still purple paint on the edge of the doors into the labs. We used to call that purple paint, you know, brain sucking, because it would suck out everything in the students' brains. Don't let it. You know, you take the initiative. And then John Maxwell talks about what happens when people don't take initiative. And some of this, we'll just go through it really quick. So number one, he says, they fail to see the consequences of inaction. And at the academy, no, you're going to see the consequences. You're going to know it right after the scenario. And then number two, you know, you want someone else to motivate them. If you want to get ahead, and especially at the academy, you need to light your own fire. Don't wait for someone else to do it. And then number three, don't look for the perfect time to act. And the perfect time to act is going to be now, period. Whether that's starting to practice, whether it's, you know, in the scenario, you find yourself kind of slipping away, just act. Okay? And then don't think, well, I'll start tomorrow. Okay. It's just not going to happen. Okay. And so you may be telling yourself, Tom, I need to develop a greater ability to take the initiative. And I would say 80% of the students that go through the academy are in that situation at some point. Okay. So here are 7 steps accept responsibility. Number one, you have to start with knowing the fact that you're not taking as much control of the situation as you can. And responsibility and initiative are fairly inseparable, okay? You can't really be taking initiative without really accepting that you're the one that has to, okay? And for the most part, I'm not sure if that's, you know, a complete and utter everyone at the academy has to deal with that. But we'll go on. Number two, examine your reasons for not taking control of the situation. And to be quite honest, I think you can go through a lot of these steps, you know, fairly quickly. If you're struggling, then I would suggest, you know, just kind of ask yourself the question, am I accepting responsibility? And then examine why I'm not controlling the situations more than maybe I need to. Okay. And then number three, focus on the benefits of completing a task. And I can tell you, the benefit at the academy is you never have to do that one again. Period. I don't care if you're in scenario one, non-radar. You do each of those comm changes, and you won't have to do that particular comm change with that particular airplane ever again. It is behind you. Okay? And like I said, as long as you finish the task, that task is done. No matter where you are. Non-radar, radar. You could be in radar 12K. 12P, do a task. It will never come back. Okay, number four, share your goal with a friend who will help you. And one of the great quotes that John Maxwell has, as far as I'm concerned, is one is too small a number to achieve greatness. And I would say one is too small a number to help to get you past the academy. And whether you have 9 other people in your class, whether you have 15 other people in your class, whether you have 7 other people in your class or fewer, just know that you can't do it alone. You just can't. And whether you enlist the help of your classmates, you enlist the help of a family member, you enlist the help of a coach, you have to have more than one to achieve it. Okay? One is too small a number to achieve greatness. And then number five, break large tasks into smaller ones. And they actually do a fairly good job of that at the academy, and your instructors will do a good job of breaking down each task into the different steps. Listen, follow it, practice it. Practice going through all those steps. You're going to have to practice. It's the only way to get better. Okay? And then allocate specific times to tasks that you might procrastinate on. And for me, when I was reading this and trying to relate it to air traffic, to me, this is more outside the classroom. You know, find specific times to do the things that you're going to have to do, whether it's family related, you know, even a task as simple as doing laundry. You know, have a time so that you know ahead of time when you're going to be doing some of this stuff. Okay, others of you might be able to figure out how to include that into your practice, and you know, even doing a scenario. But for me, that one kind of went outside the classroom at the academy anyway. And then number seven, the last one, preparation includes doing. And he has a great comment. He says, you must take action in order to become who you desire to be. And in our air traffic world, I will change that to, you must take control in order to become the controller you desire to be. And like I said, my desire is to help those of you at the academy get through the academy. Those of you at a CTI school, get through the CTI. Those of you who are training at your facility, to get you through training. That's the bottom line goal. The real goal. My real goal for each and every one of you is that you become the best possible controller you can be. Because then you're going to go on and train others to become the best possible controllers that they can be. Ones that I may not be able to reach, you will be able to reach. Ones who I may not be able to influence, you'll be able to influence. That's my desire. My desire, first and foremost, is for you who are listening to this to become the controller that you can be, to become the leader of controllers that you can be. First and foremost, to get you through the academy and get you to become an air traffic controller. Okay. And then a couple of final comments for this one. Understand that desire is not enough. Success requires initiative. Just desiring to be a great controller is not going to make you a great controller. Becoming a great controller requires you to take initiative. It requires you to control situations. And sometimes those situations are going to feel uncontrollable. But you have to. That is the job. That is the job in a nutshell. Controlling things that to others seem uncontrollable. But that's what we do. And even at the academy, and even in a simulated environment that it is, you cannot take the... You cannot look at it as a simulation. It has to be real. It has to be real to you. You have to consider each and every one of those airplanes to be real airplanes. And for all intents and purposes, they are. They are. And I will tell you this, by the time you get to the end of the academy, you are an air traffic controller. No two ways about it. You are an air traffic controller. And you are working traffic that might as well be live. It may not be, but it might as well be because you're working it. Okay? So, we only got through one chapter today, but it, in my thinking, it may have been the most important chapter in the book. So, like I said, we'll keep doing this twice a week until we work our way through this little tiny 180-page book about success is a choice. And we'll learn as we go along how we can make that. Success as an air traffic controller is a choice, and it really is. And you guys have already made a bunch of choices. And this hopefully will kind of give you a framework where you can keep making choices. And so thank you again for listening, like I talked about at the beginning. Numbers just keep going up. And I'm just so amazed and so thrilled. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for responding. And if you know anyone that needs this, please send them the link. Let them know. If you have questions for me, my email is going to be in the notes. I love this. And hopefully you guys are getting some things from this that you might not have thought of. And that's my goal. And so until it looks like it's going to be Monday, since this is coming out Thursday, it'll probably be Monday for the next one. And that one is going to be on focusing your energy. And oh, we're going to have some fun with that. So until Monday, you guys have a great weekend. If you're in Oklahoma City, enjoy the weather. I was there for 5 years, and believe it or not, I was born there. So I know all about the weather in Oklahoma. But you guys have a great weekend, and we will talk again on Monday. Goodbye.